It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. I'm here this morning with two members of the cast of These Shining Lives. It's going on the campus of USU Eastern in the Peterson Black Box Theater on December 5th, 6th, 7th, and then again on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. I'm going to bring in Chris of Lamacas. He is the stage manager. He's not technically acting in the show, but he is the stage manager for this show. Chris, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us.
So let's talk about the show itself. Give us a little background in the show, These Shining Lives.
Well, These Shining Lives is based off of the women in the 1920s and 30s who worked at factories known as radium factories, meaning they painted watch dials and clock faces with radium paint. And what, if you don't know what radium paint is, it's essentially what it sounds like. It's slightly radioactive paint, so it can glow in the dark and be, it was used during World War One, and it was just used for everything so people could see their watch faces at night. And it's about the story of these women slowly coming to realize that because of the material that they're using, the that it's poisoning them, but the company keeps reassuring them that it's safe.
And this is based in fact.
Yes, this is based in fact. It's mainly most of the women are very much real life. We use the exact same names as most of the women, the exact same conditions that they develop. And it's mainly about the start of essentially early 20th century unions and like workplace safety and stuff like that.
And we talked a couple of members of the cast, we had them in earlier. We talked about the fact that at the time, in the 20s and 30s, these were really great paying jobs for women.
Yes, they were. In the script, they were paid 8 cents per watch that they painted, and some of the women painted hundreds of watches. The play only revolves around four women, but the entire factory painted about 4,300 watches a day. And 8 cents a watch back then, that they made several dollars a day, which for that standard, they were making bank.
Okay, now we talked about the fact that you have a guest director on this one, and a lot of people in the area will know him.
Yes.
Morgan Lund is the gentleman who plays Scrooge in the production in Helper every year at Christmas time.
Yes, he is.
What was it like working with Morgan on this show?
It's always interesting. This is technically going to be the third director that I've worked with, and it's always interesting to see different approaches. And my main thing is seeing how different reactions from actors and the stage crew are to the director, because you never know what's going to be different, what's going to be similar, and stuff like that. So it's always fun for me.
Okay. We're going to bring Aubrey in. Aubrey, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for letting me come.
Let's talk about your character in the show.
Okay, so I play Pearl, and the way that I see her is she's kind of the youngest of the four girls. She makes jokes all the time and just makes people laugh. And when people get sick or when they eventually, like, don't do their job, she gets upset about it because she's like the most emotional, I guess I would say. And it's really fun to play her. So
is that how you really are?
Yeah.
You like having fun and you know, joking around and stuff.
Yes.
So pretty easy transition.
Yeah.
And you know, that was the one thing that I've said too, is when you can find characteristics of your character that you share with that character, it just makes it that much easier.
That's true.
All right. How many shows have you been in?
I would say maybe 10.
And is this your first show at USU, or were you?
I was in Big Fish and Man of La Mancha. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So let's talk with you about how was it working with Morgan Lund?
It was really fun. It's a lot different than working with other directors that I've worked with, because like he critiques you and gives you specific notes on what you need to work on, and it's just helped me become a stronger actress and realizing different things that I need to work on. Whereas in the past, I haven't really had that. So
okay, now comes the time when I get to put you on the spot.
Okay,
tell people why they need to come and see These Shining Lives.
It's a really good story that I think needs to be said and told, because a lot of people don't know what those women did or how they felt or what happened to them while making all this money for the company. And so I just think it's a really important part of history that just needs to be said.
All right, Aubrey, thank you so much, and break a leg.
Thanks.
Now we're going to pick on Chris. Chris, it's your turn. Now, why do people need to come and see These Shining Lives?
I believe people need to see These Shining Lives because it not only, like Aubrey said, is a very important part of working in American history. It is something I think a lot of people in the area, our area especially, can relate to, because it's not... a lot of people, especially with the mines and other companies, can feel and vouch for people that have worked for years in the company and then feel neglected by said company after becoming sick because of the work, or just becoming harmed because of the work, and then finding out that they're really more alone than they thought they were. So I feel like that's why it's so important.
Okay, Chris, now I'm really going to put you on the spot. Particulars. Dates, times, and ticket prices.
Well, we open on December 5th, and we continue through the 6th, 7th, and then the next week, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And all those show times are, the house opens up at 7 o'clock, and we have start at 7:30. And ticket prices, adults are $12. Students, this is junior high school students, they are $7. And if you are a USU Eastern student with your student ID, please bring your student ID. It is $3. And then we have other varying prices for faculty and staff, senior citizens, and all of that.
Okay. And you can get tickets online, correct?
Yes. It is on eventbrite.com. There has been some technical errors, but I believe those should be resolved now.
Okay. Chris, Aubrey, thank you so much for coming in and spending a little bit of time with us this morning and talking about this show. Great show. Get out and see it. It is These Shining Lives, taking place at USU Eastern's Peterson Black Box Theater, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Then again on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.